Okay, Cross the Border, that's the name of the program. We're in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6. Let's see, where did we leave off? To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of Yahuwah is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary of the holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with them that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, and their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith Yahuwah. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed the abomination? Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith Yahuwah. Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, Hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, We will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, and your sacrifices sweet unto me, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore thus saith Yahuwah, Behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel. They have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses set in array as men for war against thee, O daughters of Zion. We have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Feeble anguish hath taken hold of us, and pain as of a woman in travail. Go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way, for the sword of the enemy and fear is on every side. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corruptors. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because Yahuwah hath rejected them. Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahuwah the Lord, saying, Stand in the gate of Yahuwah's house and proclaim there this word and say. So he was supposed to stand in the gate of the temple and proclaim there this word and say, Hear the word of Yahuwah, all ye Judah that enter in at these gates to worship Yahuwah. Thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in the lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of Yahuwah are these. Trust not in lying words. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. You see all these vociferous, evil men crying out for their rights to practice their abominations openly, for their abominable lifestyles to be as accepted as those instituted by our Creator Himself, hating those who do righteousness, hating those who stand against their wicked ways when they should be grateful. They should be thankful. They should be thanking those righteous people who are holding back the anger and the judgment of our Creator from this land. Yes, it is the righteous of this land. There is a remnant in this land of righteous men, women, and children that reverence our Creator, that delight in His law and hate wickedness. It's the only thing that's keeping all of the things that came and that were coming in our narrative here on Judah from coming on America. How long? How long can it be? Bring me the sharpener. How long will our Creator hold back His judgment from this nation? How long? Well, it's a fearful thing to consider when I think that it could come in my lifetime. What came upon Judah in that day could come in my lifetime, or something similar to that. It would seem right, because the remnant seems to be so small. I hope that the remnant is much larger than it appears to be. I really do. And I just pray, Heavenly Father, heal us. Heal me. Teach me your ways. Write your law in my mind and upon my heart. Help me to teach my children, and help me to teach others, that they may teach their children, that they may learn your ways, that they may reverence you and delight in your word and in your law. As it says in Psalm 1, give us a heart to remember your word. You know, and ask everyone out there to open up your scripture sometime today. Just open up your Bible. You know, blow the dust off of it. Set it on in the prominent place in your house and open it up. Put a bookmark in it. Open it up to Psalm 1 and leave it open and highlight it and leave it open to Psalm 1 until you memorize the entire Psalm, till you learn what it means to delight in His law and meditate therein day and night. And then move. After you do Psalm 1, and you review it occasionally, I could sit here and repeat the whole thing to you, then open it up to another scripture that you love, that you heard, that you saw, I really like the way that sounds. I really like the Spirit speaks to me through that. Memorize it. Pick another psalm. Pick another passage from the scripture. Philippians 4:4-8. You know? Romans 8:28 through to the end of the chapter. And memorize those. Delight in His word. delight in his law. He says, the prophet speaking, standing before the temple, standing before the edifice in Jerusalem, crying out, for if you thoroughly speaking the words of Yahuwah, if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, all men are created equal, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. That's why I'm telling you, open your Bible, blow the dust off, open it up to Psalm 1, put a bookmark there and learn Psalm 1 until it becomes part of you. Then open it up, then start reading somewhere. Highlight, you know, copy pages out, post them on your wall, print them out, and memorize them. Put them in the prominent places in your house. Put them in the bathroom across from the toilet stool. You know, where you can see them all the time, somewhere where you're at every day, prominently placed in your house, and learn them and delight in them. Don't trust in lying words that cannot profit. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 8. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. You turn on the news, the CNN, the Fox News, and oh, they got a plan, the bailout. Lying words that cannot profit. You're gonna bail out a usurious, abominable monetary system with more abominable usury? Lying words that cannot profit. An unjust weight and a balance. Usury. Against God's law. He said the just weight and a balance. An honest monetary system is mine. That other monetary system is not his. As a matter of fact, that belongs to the evil one. What do you think? All of you rapture believing futurists, believing that the Antichrist is this fictional character of the left behind fictional series fame. What do you think? Do you think the monetary system of the Antichrist, the beast, is going to be a just weight and a balance? Or will it be usury? Will it be a debt monetary system where you have to have a number to buy or sell or trade or to borrow money to create, to use their magic to monetize this money? Or will it be an honest weight and a measure? They can't control an honest weight and a measure, can they? If I walk up to you with a piece of silver and I say, well, you know what? I got this piece of silver. I need 3 gallons of gas. That's about what a piece of silver will buy today. An ounce of silver. Can they control that? You're going to say, well, I need your number. No, you're going to take the silver and give me the gas. You have your value. However, if I've got a credit card, well, you need the number to have the credit card. If I'm going to write you a check, you got to have a number to have a checking account, don't you? Of course, I could trade you a note that someone has already monetized by virtue of their number, and I'm just trading in it without really becoming a card-carrying member of it. See how that system works? I think about that, all you futurists left-behind people. Think about that, all of you who believe in all that fantasy. Is it here already? Well, it is. When the market, and don't be looking for a chip and implant, because the word in Revelation, where it says in your right hand or in your forehead, the word in there is epi. And certainly you know the difference between epidermis and hypodermis, don't you? Epi is when you say epi, it's in your hand. Well, I can hold something in my hand, but it's not hypo. It's not under the skin. It's in my hand. So in, to be interpreted properly, is epi. It's not hypo. Hypodermis is under the skin. Yeah, you get a hypodermic needle, they inject something under the skin. Don't be looking for that chip they're going to put in your hand or in your forehead. That's ridiculous. Let's rightly divide the word of God. The word in the Greek there is epi. It's not hypo. the word for in there. So I can hold a card in my hand. Oh, lost the card. The wind blew it away, but don't, not to fret. I remember the number. It's in my forehead. That's right. It's in your hand or in your forehead. Come on. Think about it. Makes you want to repent, doesn't it? I know I repented because someone applied for a number for me and they said it was mine and I believed them and I started to use it. And then one day I woke up, I read the word and I got convicted, of taking part in something that was ungodly, participating in something that was against his law. He calls it an abomination, unjust weight and balance. They're an abomination, usury against his law. I repented. And then I found out it wasn't mine. It was theirs. They're just trying to recreate me in their image. They wanted me to be in the world, but not in it and of it. And that's why they wanted to give me an identifying number to say I was part of it. It's not your number, people. Wake up. It's theirs. You can't change it. You can't abolish it. You can't sell it. That means it does not belong to you. It belongs to them. Give up that illusion, that delusion, and realize that you don't have a number anyway. Repent and stop using it. That's my lawful advice to you according to the law of God. Give up the number and stop using it. You say, oh, it's not the mark of the beast. Okay, well then, go ahead, give it up, stop using it then. Prove to me that it's not the mark of the beast. Then it should be nothing for you to give up and stop using, right? Right? Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. They're going to save us with their bailout. They're going to save us all from recession and depression and hardship. Oh, we won't be able to get a new car. We might lose that house we could never afford anyway. Right? We won't be able to borrow money on our credit cards. Oh, what a shame. Save us, save us. Oh, great lawmakers on the Capitol Hill, save us. Bail us out, right? We'll bail you out. Put your trust in us. Lying words which cannot profit. It's not going to work, is it? It will not work. Because every time they throw another $1 billion in the pot, it dilutes all of the other dollars that are already out there because there's nothing to back them up anyway. That's going to fail. That's right. It's going to fail. And then they're going to come and collect on their debt. Oh, yes, it's an illusory debt. But see, what they've taken is they've taken the debt and they've sold it to foreigners. The foreigners, yeah, they were deceived, but they're going to want to collect on their debt. They didn't realize that the debt was all fraudulent, just like you didn't. But they took the loans because they wanted their money right away. They didn't want to wait 30 years for you to pay back the principal and twice the interest. Nah, they're too darn impatient for that. So they took the debt and they sold it at a discount to foreigners. How much debt does China hold? Oh, wait till these foreigners find out that they have been defrauded. What do you think they're going to do? I think they're going to come and try to claim and try and collect on their debt. And will they have a right to do that? Well, you, as a card-carrying member, in collusion with your masters who deceived you and committed this fraud and this sorcery, this monetary sorcery, this voodoo economics, and then sold it to these foreigners, who thought they were buying something real, who traded their substance and their life and their labor for it, are they going to want to collect? Can you see what's building against America? I would be somewhat fearful. I would be very afraid if I didn't put my trust in him. Come what may, even to death, I know that my assurance is in him. This life is short. But forever is a long, long time. And that's why I call this program Cross the Border. Because I bid everyone everywhere to cross the border into his kingdom. There you will find safety for your eternal disposition. Well, we may not find safety in this life. It may even bring persecution. We may get caught in the storm because the rain falls on the just and the unjust alike. But we can have assurance that the promises that he made in his word for those that cross the border and trust in him and receive the work of righteousness imputed on a personal level and the payment for our sins, that he will take care of us forever, that we will rise from the dead just as he did. Till next time, praise his name. Hallelujah.